Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. This is from TheFederalist.com. California legislature passes bill to punish elder care workers who don't use trans pronouns. I could not make this story up if I were a screenwriter and were paid to make it up. Let me give that to you again. California legislature passes bill to punish elder care workers who don't use trans pronouns. Now, the punishment comes in the form of jail time and fines. That's right. If you're working in a nursing home and you don't call Grandma Moses, Grandpa Moses, properly, him, even though it's a she, or she, even though it's a he, you could be brought up on charges, legally prosecuted, legally convicted in a court of law, and then legally sentenced to jail time. The pronoun police are here, folks. The brown shirts have officially launched. When this thing goes into law, it will then have been codified into law. And then you will have an enforcement mechanism. The only question that remains is who are going to be the first arrested. Now, think about this for just a moment. I haven't read the entire bill. We've got two more headlines. And I imagine, since this is California, that there's not going to be an exception here. What if there's no exception for nursing homes that are run by, say, the Catholic Church? And if there's no exception, what if then some woman who thinks she's a man or some man who thinks she's a woman is in one of those homes and demands that a nun, maybe one of the little sisters of the poor, call her brother? Oh, I'm not Sister Hildegard anymore. That's old me. I'm Brother Hilaire now. What's going to be the result? The result is going to be, just like we've seen with the Little Sisters of the Poor being forced to provide contraception and all other sorts of unnatural, maniacal forms of mortificant to their employees, which should be volunteers, you could be dragged all the way in front of the Supreme Court. But the key thing to notice here is that all of these stories that we have thus far, this is a war against nature. And when there's a war against nature, and the way nature is presented to us, which you cannot change, that's why it's nature. If there is a war against nature, then ultimately, if we have our terminology correct, angels, demons, spirit world, souls, right? And then God as the essential being or the necessary being. He's not a contingent being. He's necessary. If you have our terms correct, then we know, and you'll know, that this is a war against him. It ultimately is being fought against him. What's the end result of that? Where do you then turn? Well, if you have a pretty good imagination or even a modest imagination, you ought to be able to figure that one out. Let's continue on, shall we? Headline number 6. This one is the doozy of all doozy. I said I had two more. I have one more. That's all we need. Headline number 6. Lipscomb president apologizes to students for offensive center. This is from KPLC 7 News in Lake Charles. Could have gotten it anywhere. The president of Lipscomb University is apologizing for a centerpiece in his home that some deemed offensive. Those that deemed it offensive demanded an apology. The president of the university complied. Would anyone care to guess what was inside the glass dome that was on the dining room table President Randy Lowry's home? What was under the glass dome that was so offensive that it elicited a demand for an apology, and then the president of the university delivered the apology? Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Did you say a jack-in-the-box? Not quite. Did you say maybe a 1-quart plastic tub of fresh strawberries? You're getting warmer. Minister Church, please, that's not offensive. Oh, yeah? Want to bet? Did you guess? I feel like Maxwell Smart, Don Adams. Would you believe? No, actually, I wouldn't believe. Did you guess? A Cabbage Patch doll. Well, no, now you're getting farther and farther away. Did you guess a cardboard 1.5-pound boat? That's what you're like. You get French fries in at a state fair. Of roasted and salted peanuts. Now you're getting really, really close and really, really warm. Anyone want to take a guess what was under the glass dome that so offended students who saw it that they solicited, demanded, and then received an apology? Did you see the story? You want to guess? I've been given some pretty good hints. All right, here, I'll give you one more. I'll give you two more hints. Did you guess a pair of all-natural Fruit of the Loom briefs? You're getting close. Are you getting this now? I'll give you one more. Did you guess, would you believe, that what so elicited and so angered and offended students at Lipscomb University that they demanded an apology and received one from the president of the university for something that he had displayed on the dining room table in his own home, in his private home? It was a centerpiece that was under a glass dome. Here's your final clue. Would you believe, or did you guess, it is the essential ingredient in a Nope, you're getting close. Well, no, these people are Fruit Loops. It is the essential ingredient in the following phrase, which I will have to bleep out to make the contest just a little challenging. Now, hold on. Just wait a picking minute. Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Come on. I mean, those are some awesome clues. You see, Kermit's in the chat room. Kermit knows what it is. Not fair if you saw the story. Now just wait a cotton picking minute. Cotton? Better church, please. You're making that up. Oh, if only I were. If only I were. The president of Lipscomb University is apologizing for a centerpiece in his home that some deemed offensive. Folks, I'm telling you, Nazi Germany, that was child's play compared to what's coming our way. At least they sought out what they thought were to be actual enemies of the state. If I don't go along with insanity aimed at identity or identification, whether it's gender or the race or anything else, I am not a threat to the state. Unless the state is, of course, totally, fantastically insane, meaning not clean, not healthy. You can't make this stuff up. You're right. When they come for us, folks, what did the Carmelite nuns in France do? What was their crime? What were they alleged to have done? They were called traitors. Why? Because they wouldn't take an oath that said that the church had no power. And that the only power of the church, talking about speaking of the Catholic Church, the only power the Catholic Church had in France was given it by the existence of the Constitution Congress. It was called the Juring Oath. That's what the nuns were accused of. Those Carmelite nuns, those 14 beautiful, brave souls that were marched to the guillotine, scaffold as they called it, on the 17th of July, 1794. In other words, they were basically accused of existing as they had married our Lord in their ordination rites. When they lay prostrate, prone on the floor, surrendered all their possessions, accepted a vow of poverty, chastity, and purity for the remainder of their lives. And because they tried to live that, Then it refused to acknowledge any other source on earth that could possibly be the source of their vow. That's what they were killed for. That's what they were executed for. It's going to be far worse here. As a matter of fact, no one in the future, God doesn't end all this. No one in the future, 300 years from now, that's looking back on this time that you and I are going to get martyred in, no one looking back on this is going to believe that it was even possible. This is how ridiculously insane and how much of a forced departure and flight away from the natural order is. Which, by the by, is not deniable. You can't live in a created world and say that there's nature and then deny it in favor of your nature. Well, no, Better Church, please, they just want their own nature. Well, you can't. I'm sorry. Thanks for playing our game. That's not the way it works. You don't get your own nature.